bastard.
Okay. Did you ever hear of Woods Colt or Volunteer or Bush Child?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew?
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
An orphan?
Okay. And the person appointed to look after him would be his legal...
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Kin people.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me. But actually, we're no...
Kin?
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
Stranger?
What if he came from a different country?
Foreigner.
Okay, would you ever use that word foreigner talking about someone who didn't come from a different country?
I wouldn't.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher?
Any special names for a woman teacher? Did you ever hear school marm or...
No.
Anything? And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
Okay. And a male goat is called a... Or nickname.
A billy goat.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
Matthew.
And do you remember the name of the wife of Abraham? Or a girl's name starting with an S?
Sarah.
And boy named Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
My father's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle William.
Okay. And the fourth book in the New Testament?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And you familiar family name of Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And say a carpenter that's not very well trained. And just sort of, well, you wouldn't...
Help her?
Yeah, well, he's not very good at carpenter work. You just call him a... What about, did you ever hear a shade tree or jackleg?
Not really.
You never heard those expressions?
Maybe jackleg, yes.
What does jackleg mean?
I guess it means whatever he's going to do, he can't do it too good. I don't know.
Would you use it about a preacher? Do you ever hear of jackleg preacher?
No.
What would you say jackleg about?
A carpenter, a mechanic, or...
Mm-hmm. Just a trade.
Yeah. Concern.
And the highest rank in the army. Say you have a 5-star.
Lieutenant?
Or higher than a lieutenant.
Admiral?
Or remember what Eisenhower was?
General.
And do you know the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken? He was
the colonel.
Okay. And the person who presides over the court would be called a...
A judge?
And a person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
And a person who goes to school.
Pupil.
Or...
student.
Okay. Do you make a distinction between pupil and student? Would you talk about a pupil being someone, say, in high school or college? Or do you think of a pupil as being someone young?
I just think of a pupil and a student as a...
Just the same
one thing. In school.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is?
American.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And the person in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Did you ever hear that word captain used in other situations? Like calling the man that you worked for captain?
Excuse me. Captain on a tugboat.
Mm-hmm. What about colored people calling the men that they worked for, captain. Did you ever hear that?
No.
What different names are there for colored people?
Negroes.
Anything else?
Or nigger.
Is that a pretty insulting word? Or
nigger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Negro is would sound better.
What do they like to be called now?
Colored people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any sort of joking names people used to have?